This is Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. We are back. We're doing it. I was sick yesterday, everyone, but I'm back in full force today.
Thank God.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Nate was awful?
Awful. Nate is brilliant. He is. But it's a lot more work for me when you're not here. Because a lot of the time, Cliffo just goes, we're doing this. And I go, okay. And I don't have to think about it.
Why Gabby likes me,
I have to think about
it. It's less work when you're around. That's why I like you. I tell you what, we threw it over to you guys today. The nickname game was back. Our favorite. Tell us your nickname. We'll guess how you got it. And Gabby did some research on celebrities before they were famous.
Yeah.
And we have the audio proof of that. Plus another clickbait Cliffo.
These ones are good.
It's all coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The Cliffo and Gabby podcast. Gabby likes me around because I make less work for her. You heard it here, guys.
Speaking of celebrities, though, they all had to start somewhere. And old school ads have come back to haunt them, I want to say.
Mm.
And it's all because of Courtney Cox. So Courtney Cox, also Monica and Friends.
Yeah.
She did a Tampax ad way back in the day. And
she's... Was it tampons?
Yeah, tampons. Yes. So it's a tampon brand in America where it's got an applicator. Anyway.
Okay.
She did an ad for them way back in the day when they first... came about.
And she's not doing Tampax ads.
Now. No, but she has redone the ad. So she's actually put it up on her socials where she had like leg warmers and a bit of a perm going on.
Right.
Like she was at the gym in the 80s. And she's redone it but rephrased it to talk about menopause instead of tampons.
Different stage of life for
her
now.
Yeah. And so it's brought back these memories of her old ad. I'll play a little bit of her Tampax ad for you just so you get an idea.
Do you change your life for 1 week because of that time of the month?
Wow.
Still using pads? Then let me tell it to you straight. Tampax can change the way you feel about that time.
You know what that sounds like? A young Courtney Cox. I don't know why I was surprised. I'm like, that sounds like Courtney Cox, but young.
Yeah. Well, she was quite a bit younger. So because she's done that, though, I think other celebrities are probably shaking their fist at her because we're like, oh, what other celebrities had ads way back when they weren't famous? Right when they were starting in the biz.
Well, that's where a lot of actors start in the biz. They start by doing ads.
Yeah, that's the acting kind of first stepping stone. There's a bunch where it's just like visuals of them acting, eating a burger or something.
Mm.
But I found some where there's audio of these actors in ads. So the first one we're going to show you is actually a young Ben Affleck.
Ooh.
And he did an ad for Burger King where he's in a car and there's a car phone.
Oh, wow.
And the car phone rings, and this is what happens.
Hello?
Hi, is this Burger King?
Yeah, this is Burger King.
Would you deliver a chef salad?
For you? Absolutely.
The old Ben Affleck pretending he's Burger King.
So that he can deliver a hot voice, Burger
King. Don't know what you look like, you sound hot. I'm creepy Ben Affleck.
He stayed on bread, let's be honest. Number two, this was actually a bank ad, and it's Amy Adams, who is a very big actress
Oscar
now.
Winner.
But I really wanted to include this one because they tried to do a parody, or like they changed the lyrics to a Grease song to try to make it about the bank because kids were into Grease at that point in time.
Yeah. Summer banking, had me some fun. Oh, wow. Oh, Amy. Give me a beach bag, cool as can be. An outdoor camera, a receiver, TV. See, what I like there is they call that a sound-alike.
Yes.
Because it sounds a little bit like Grease, but it's not so much alike that you get sued.
Exactly. No copyright infringement there.
Oh, Amy.
And finally, we need to talk about this one because before Bryan Cranston was in Breaking Bad, before he was in Malcolm in the Middle, he did an ad for hemorrhoid cream.
Now you can relieve inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue with the oxygen action of Preparation H. It accelerates absorption of pure oxygen to help shrink swelling of inflamed hemorrhoidal tissue.
Hold on, Bryan. Just say that again. I just want to write that down, Bryan. We made the switch about a year ago
Sorry, Coles people. Yes. We made the switch. I was always Coles. You were always Woolies.
Always Woolies.
And you were like, hey, brother, come over.
Come over to the light side.
The light side.
You've been the dark side for too long.
So, yeah, right. I was apparently with Vader. And
you've made the switch.
The Republic or whatever on Star Wars, and I've made the switch. I'm with the good side now. And the one thing we love about Woolworths that they offer that Coles doesn't is the grab a free piece of fruit for the kids. Handy. Love that.
Yeah, my CB used all the time.
Oh, it's so good, mate. But the downside of that is my son, who's three, now associates Woolworths. It's quite obvious. When you're going past a Woolworths, it's green, it's bright. Like, you know you're going past a Woolies.
Good branding.
Particularly if it can cut through to a three-year-old. Mm. He now knows. When you go past that, there's free fruit. There's fruit on the other side, and he's mad. Like, he's a fruit bat, my son. He loves his fruit. And on Friday just gone, we were walking past. He was in the trolley. We're walking past Woolies, and he's had a bad day. He didn't nap at daycare. Oh. I had a couple of things. Didn't have to go into Woolies. Had a couple of other things I had to do at the shopping center. He spotted Woolies, and he's just like, nana. Want a nana.
What's his fruit?
Want a nana now. And I didn't want him to go nanas. So we just went into Woolies. Where Woolworths the fresh food people. Grabbed a nana. And I walked out.
No, you did not.
Without buying anything else.
You can't do that.
Now I've gone straight to my wife after that, who's her work is actually in the same shopping centre.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, did you just go to Woolies and buy him a nana? And I said, no. It's free fruit for kids. I went and I got the nana, and then there wasn't many people in the like self-service area, so we just walked out of there.
No.
But hear me out. I grabbed the nana and walked out knowing full well that our full grocery shop would be happening that weekend. It actually happened on Saturday, the day after, and our shop was $200 at the exact same Woolworths.
Yeah, but it's a different day.
Yeah, but it's still $200 at the same shop.
No.
So my argument is, I was allowed to walk in on Friday afternoon and take a free nana.
Did you take another free nana on Saturday?
Oh, I don't know. Michelle did the shopping on Saturday. Probably. Doesn't. There's no limit. It's not one piece of fruit per kid. It's just free fruit for kids.
Oh, I don't know. 13,
okay, 13, 10, 60.
I don't like that.
Is it okay to go into Woolies, take a piece of fruit, but not buy anything else?
Definitely not.
Because my wife was exactly the same.
Definitely
she's like,
not.
You cannot do that. That's not what it's set up for.
By your rules, you could go in every single day and take a free piece of fruit every single day and only shop once a week.
They're still making a lot more money.
Doesn't matter.
Our weekly shop was $200, Gabby.
Doesn't matter. You can't do that. The free fruit's only there for
worth,
while you're shopping.
That's worth seven bananas. No. Woolies is still a lot up from the Clifton family.
How do they know you're going to be shopping there in a few days, though? Like, it could be a Coles shopper that goes in and just takes free fruit and then goes and shops at Coles.
They can do that as well. I don't care.
Oh!
13, 10, 60. Look, it's not going to send Woolworths broke. They're going to be fine, mate. Have you seen their stock price? They're fine. Terry's here. Terry, is it okay to go into Woolies, take a piece of fruit, but not actually buy anything else?
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Thank you, Terry.
Have you done
absolutely.
This before, Terry?
Yes, I have, and I've actually worked at Woolies also.
You wanted someone. You wanted a Woolworths person?
As a Woolworths employee, you wouldn't mind people just popping in, grabbing fruit and leaving?
No, absolutely. If I see a child, you know, having one of those days, I'd rather take a piece of fruit than a lolly, you know, sugar and whatnot.
What if
That's
it was
true.
Cliffo having one of those days?
I don't know. He's on his own then.
That's actually good. Can adults take the fruit, Tez, or it's just for kids?
Because
it says here on the phone, it says it is okay to just take the fruit. You have done it yourself.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know.
So, okay, right. Maybe. So you took it for kids.
He's drawing the line.
When it said there the line, he has done it himself, I thought it meant for himself.
Like he was eating the banana.
Yeah, all good. Simone is here. Simone, is it okay to go into Woolies, take a piece of fruit, but not buy anything else?
Totally not. Taking the piss big time.
Simone. Coming out all firing, all guns firing.
But yeah, even though, and I honestly, like hand on heart, our weekly shop was over $200 less than 24 hours later. Still not okay.
Well, no. Lots of families spend well over hundreds and hundreds of dollars there, but doesn't mean they go in there when they're not shopping and take a piece of fruit.
Simone, would you put this down as stealing?
Oh, I nearly told you to F
No, not stealing because it's free, but taking the piss and you're running the risk of everyone else losing out on their free
fruit.
Because maybe. It nearly cost me a whole lot more than a banana. It nearly cost me my job just then because I legit nearly just dropped an F-bomb.
This is Clickbait Cliffo on Hit.
When we as a human race clickbait, we judge ourselves afterwards. You get that dirty feeling, mate. So this is where I'm a dirty boy for everyone else. You're welcome. So I click the clickbait so you don't have to.
Yes.
All right? Today's headline. You won't believe what M&M's actually stands for.
I've seen this around everywhere.
This story's everywhere.
Yeah.
And of course, with clickbait, before you get to the guts of it, turn the music off, actually. I want everyone to focus on this hard-hitting headline. Before, with clickbait, you ever get to the guts of it, because they want you to see a few ads. They want you to be on your page, their page for a while or whatever. They give you the fluff. And I'm no different. I'm going to give you the fluff.
Oh, okay.
According to the history section of the M&M's website.
Okay.
There's a history section.
I didn't even know that existed.
They were first established in 1940s New Jersey.
40s?
That's how they speak in New Jersey, isn't it? Like the Sopranos.
Oh.
In the 1980s, M&M's were the first chocolates to be zoomed up into outer space.
Really?
That's the fluff. Now, to the name. The M&M's name comes from the founders' surnames.
Oh, yeah.
Forrest E. Mars and Bruce Murray, the Hershey's guy. So the Mars guy
and
the Hershey's guy, they were the two OGs behind M&M's.
See, it's interesting that
giving us the name we know today.
Both got into bed together. Not interesting that the name is M&M's.
There's a reason for that, though, why they got in bed together.
Uh-huh.
But that's it. So Mars and Murray's, M&M's,
that's
they're Mars and Murray's chocolate, right?
Yeah.
But there is a reason, and I'm glad you bring that up, that they got together. During the Second World War, Mars and Murray were like, oh my God, we're usually competitors, but we can't have the Allies run out of chocolate, so let's team up.
Oh.
And they devised the concept of a hard shell encrusted chocolate that won't melt in your fingers. So that's why there's the crust.
Because
you don't want soldiers, I don't know,
having
slipping
melted
their fingers off the trigger or whatever. So that's how they were born.
So then when did they decide that putting a colour on that crust that would melt was a good idea?
I'd say that was just a,
a design
a marketing thing. But I've got to be honest, I am glad they changed it to M&M's from Mars and Murray's. Because is it just me or does Mars and Murray's kind of sound like a packet of smokes?
A little bit, now that you say that.
I just gave a packet of Mars and Murray's. 24s, please. Thank you.
Tell us your nickname and we'll guess how you got it. Say my name. Cliffo and Gabby's Nickname Game.
There's always a story behind how a nickname came to be, and it's very rare that we're able to figure out what that story is.
I think we've done it once each.
Yeah,
maybe it. Over like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
But we love it.
It's pretty hard.
Tell us your nickname and we'll guess how you got it. That's how the nickname game works. And Ricky's first up on 13 10 60. Ricky, tell us your nickname.
One of my workmates' nickname. His nickname is Blister.
Blister.
You have a workmate whose nickname is Blister. Oh, yeah. I know this one.
What is it?
He shows up when all the hard work is done.
Pretty much.
Is that right?
Yo.
That's right?
Yo, honey. Yo, that's it.
Because a blister
comes after
comes
the fact.
When all the work's done. That's
well
a win,
done.
Mate.
Well done.
That's a bloody win. We never get wins.
We never get wins.
Love that, Ricky.
Well done.
Lou's here. Tell us your nickname and we'll guess how you got it.
Stolen Goods, but it's not mine.
Someone named Stolen Goods.
Yep. Oh, I didn't know. My husband knew him. They all worked in construction, so they used to call him Stolen Goods.
Oh, I reckon he's hot.
Stolen Goods. Oh, because he's hot.
Things are hot when they're stolen.
Is that right, Lou?
Nope.
Okay.
Why was he called Stolen Goods?
Well, they all used to ride in the back of the truck, and they heard someone singing out, and he'd fallen off the back.
Oh, he fell off the back of the truck.
So he stole the goods. Stolen.
I love it.
We got another Ricky here. Okay. Ricky, tell us your nickname and we'll guess how you got it.
My friend's nickname, and his nickname is Beanie.
Beanie.
Beanie. Oh.
Beanie.
Oh, God, that's a toughie.
I don't know.
Beanie.
Did you wear a beanie on your head? It's warmth.
Yeah.
A beanie.
He loves to sit in a beanbag.
Oh, that's
think actor.
What's that?
Think actor.
Beanie. Oh, Mr. Bean. Oh,
he looks like Mr. Bean.
Did he look like Mr. Bean?
Nah. Do you want me to give it away?
Yes.
Yeah, give it away.
Sean Bean. Bean. So we called him Beanie because his name was Sean.
Sean Bean from Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, his name, my mate's name's Sean, so we called him Beanie.
Oh, yeah. Stolen Goods was a much better one, wasn't it? Sharon's here. Sharon,
good morning.
We got to be quick now, Sharon. What's the nickname? It's your hubby's, is it?
It is my hubby's, and it's Cub.
Cub.
See you, but.
Cub. Oh, man, they're real hard ones today.
No, I don't know. Yeah, we're going to forfeit that one, Sharon. Why is he called Cub?
Carlton United Breweries.
Oh, Cub.
Loves a beer.
United loves a brewski. I like that one. Mm. Christine is here. Your husband's nickname is?
Sugar.
Because he's a sweetheart?
No.
What is it?
Nah.
His name's Kane. Sugar Kane.
Love it. Overthinking, mate. Overthinking.
Cliffo and Gabby's
Mega Mega
Super Awesome
Birthday Extravaganza.
Happy Birthday.
The party to end all parties for Bridie and Chloe is happening tomorrow. I can't believe it's here. We've been planning this bad boy with everyone's help for a little while now to make sure it's as big as can be.
3 weeks.
Mm.
3 and a bit weeks. Bridie and Chloe turning 8. Their mother is Natasha. She's just like, oh, thank God.
This could be the best.
I don't have to organise a thing.
Yeah.
We actually sent you off to have a chat to Bridie and Chloe.
Yes.
60 minutes style. Like one-on-one. Natasha mum was there for supervision because we don't trust you around small children.
Definitely not.
But we thought this would be fun because you are notoriously bad at talking to children.
I don't know how to talk to kids. I just don't. I feel like they're turning 9 and yeah. I probably would normally talk to them as if they were 3.
Yeah.
I'm bad.
And you've said to me in the past, this is not just me saying it, it is a skill of mine, maybe because I do have kids of my own.
Probably.
I don't know, but I've always been good with kids.
Mm.
So we're going to play back you trying to get to know Bridie and Chloe,
yeah.
Our 9-year-olds, who are having the Mega Mega Super Awesome Birthday Extravaganza, and then we'll just give you some notes.
All right, great. Yeah, you can give me some feedback.
All right, here we go.
Are you girls getting excited?
Yeah, really excited.
What are you most excited about for the party, girls? We've got face painting, a Ferris wheel, DJ, pizza. There's big party bags and presents.
See, that's good there because you're listing everything. You're not relying on them remembering.
Right.
That's good a lot.
How's my voice tone, though? It's gone a bit high-pitched.
Up an octave. It's up an octave, yeah.
Some presents.
Big party bags.
The party
bags. The Ferris wheel.
Oh, the Ferris wheel. Have you been on the Ferris wheel before?
No.
Very cool.
Yep. Yes, no question.
Terrible idea.
Gives you nowhere to go.
Also, not very cool questions. That you haven't been on it before.
Not very cool
what
at all.
What was I thinking? Cool. What are you going to have your face painted as?
A unicorn. A horse.
Oh.
Beautiful. Are you going to dance? Who's your favourite singer?
Taylor Swift.
All right, we'll have to make sure there's a bit of Tay-Tay for you girls. Do you think Mum's more excited or you guys are more excited?
Mum.
Natasha.
Oh, good fake laugh. Good fake laugh. Solid fake laugh.
Thanks. Mum. Natasha, you're pretty stoked, Tay, because this means you don't have to organise anything for the birthday.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
What is the worst thing you have to organise for a kid's birthday party?
Just making sure everybody's having fun all at once.
And you're not going to have to worry about that.
I know. I'm so excited.
Is this going to set the bar too high, Natasha? Like next year, how are you going to top this for Bridie and Chloe's birthdays?
Oh, I don't know how I'm going to top this. This is going to be, pretty extravagant.
Well, we can't wait. It's happening tomorrow. We can't wait to meet the 3 of you at Bridie and Chloe's mega, mega, super awesome birthday extravaganza. It's going to be amazing.
Great. Yeah. Good. You got there. I know. That's the kind of interview you would have got to the end and you would have been like,
whew. Honestly, that was harder than interviewing Eric Banner.
Really?
Just because of my mental state.
What a random one to throw out there. Was Eric hard, was he?
No, but I got so flustered just in my own self.
Apologies, Eric, for Gabby throwing you under the bus like that. We love you, and we'll have you on the Cliffo and Gabby show whenever you make yourself available to us.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.